Hello, everybody. You know, I've thought about making this podcast all day. I've actually texted Jeremy Marsh 2 or 3 times saying that I might or might not make it because, you know, I had to calm down a lot. You know, sometimes I start making podcasts and I sound a lot more like Coach Bobby Knight or the Christ-like version of him at halftime at Purdue, down 20 or something. And, you know, me ranting is not going to be constructive. But I do feel like I need to get this out there. I feel like I really need to talk about what is on my heart. I hope you can hear this because there's a fan running in the background. My hot water heater took a nosedive at home, so it's not working right now. But at least I'm calm. Hopefully iTunes can make me sound better than I do, and Anchor can help me to sound better than I do. But the gist of this podcast is in response to the ending of the Warsaw Tigers at the Plymouth Rockies football game on the last day of August, August 31st, which was this past Friday at Plymouth. It was already a crazy night in the town, it sounded like, because there was the Blueberry Festival going on and then the ending of this game. But yeah, I just wanted to calm down before I talked about it. You know, I need to be mature about it, you know. And it's going to be just me rambling on. So hopefully some of you take the time to listen to this. But if you don't, I totally understand as well. But anyways, what happened is Warsaw scored right before the end of regulation. And then our kicker misfired on a PAT. He didn't make it. So it was tied going into overtime. In overtime, Plymouth gets a kick for a field goal. And I have seen video that shows that the kick goes wide left. It goes wide left. And, you know, I mean, I don't know. I heard that one of the officials didn't really know what to do, so he called the other guy over, and the other guy goes, "It's good, it's good," and just makes it, you know, count, and sends Warsaw into defeat. Now, and I hear there's no recourse, you know, there's no going back, and that's the part I'm really upset about. You know, we can't let officials always ruin games like that. And they don't do that every game. But there's times when officials make bad calls. I think they need to be held accountable for them. I think there needs to be a backup system. You know, everybody and their brother that was at that game has a smartphone. Everybody needs to get the smartphone out. There needs to somehow be a way that whenever a field goal that could possibly be controversial is taken, people snap out their iPhones or snap out their Androids and put them in video mode. And, you know, there needs to be a summit, a meeting of the minds that happens because, you know, basically what happened then is I heard the referees just ran off the field and it was final. You know, number one, I don't ever like it when referees just run off. You know, I think it should be a mutual respect. I think if the players and coaches are supposed to respect them, then I think they should. I mean, maybe they just don't want to go through the handshake line because it would take a lot longer. But I am of the school of thought that says, you know, referees should go through the handshake line. Now, will that ever happen? No. And you guys all probably have a million reasons why you don't think that's a good idea. But secondly of all, I wish the referees hadn't, Usain bolted off to the locker room, because I really think there should have been methodology for figuring out how it, you know, could be reversed or how it could be evaluated. You know, it's frustrating. You know, there's no going back. And that just, you know, frustrates me to no end. You know, why does it have to be that way? First of all, could Plymouth ever be honest about it? Did John Barron see the thing go through? Or did he know that it didn't go through? Did his son Joe Barron see that it went through? Or did he know that it, or see that it didn't go through, or did he think that it went through? Basically what I'm saying, and same thing for the kicker, I think Joe Barron was the holder. You know, but the kicker, you know, I mean, yeah, obviously you're excited when the referee rules in your favor and you get a win, but, you know, I think he could have possibly have gotten, you know, just a little bit conscientious or hit a guilty conscience, like, oh, I didn't really make that, you know, and you can tell the ref, you know, maybe John Barron could say, sir, I really appreciate that call, but you know what? It didn't go through, and it wouldn't be fair to Warsaw. You know, maybe Plymouth AD Michael Delk could do that. Maybe the Plymouth administration could do that. You know, I don't know. Maybe it's bad etiquette when the ref rules in favor of you to totally, like, go and tell them they messed up. I don't know. Maybe that's horrible etiquette. And maybe that's something you never do. But I'm just saying that, you know, I think if you're going by the right ethics, that's what you need to do. You know, and there should have been officials in the stands. I wonder if there were officials, evaluators in the stands that could have helped out. You know, I know that high school football has a shortage of officials right now. But it's kind of crazy, ladies and gentlemen. It's really kind of crazy that there's nothing that can be done about this. And it just has me really upset. You know, because Bart Curtis is a wonderful coach. Bart Curtis is doing great things at Warsaw. And, you know, I mean, it's not a guarantee that we would have won had it gone into another overtime. However, you know, I think the likelihood would have increased. And I think, you know, to just make a call that isn't a call, that the ball goes wide left, I think that's kind of bogus, you know. And I think that referees, like, I'm also of the school of thought that when referees mess up a call, they should both admit it and apologize about it. Admit it and apologize about it. I think those referees owe Warsaw a heartfelt apology. Is that ever going to happen? Probably not. That's just the nature of the game. In a Clint Dog world, it would totally happen. It would totally happen. If I was the IHSA commissioner or the officials commissioner, I would make it happen. I would research the video wholeheartedly. I would slow it down and look at it from every possible angle I could find. I would have everybody from Warsaw that has that thing on video, and people from Plymouth that have that thing on video, you know, and I would look at it, and I would rule that if the official messes it up, you know, it can be reversed. There needs to be a way to do that in the future. There needs to be a way to do that in the future. I realize I'm kind of rambling on, but that's just me. So enjoy it. And what I'm going to suggest is that, I mean, maybe it's too late to do anything this season, but next summer, when the IHSAA and officials and coaches and, you know, annual conventions, maybe they do that in the spring, there needs to be some talk about this. There has to be some talk about this. You know, the last thing we need to do is sweep this under the rug. Because if we do that, then these kind of situations can happen again. And we don't want it to happen again, you know? We don't want it to happen again. We don't want teams to get frauded out of games like Warsaw did. You know, I ask any of you that have seen the video, let me know what you think. Shoot me an email at ClintonThomasJohnson@gmail.com. You know, if you have a better video than what I've seen a couple on Twitter, but if you have a better video and you somehow think it did go in, then send that to me as well. But make sure I can see the clock and tell that you're not just sending me a random PAT. You know, make sure I can tell it's that specific play, that it's a field goal in overtime. You know, and I guess I couldn't really, the picture I saw, I couldn't really tell it was overtime, but it's a loyal Warsaw fan that had it posted or tweeted, and so I believe him. But I think, you know, we just need to develop a scheme for how to prevent this in the future. We need to develop a scheme on how to prevent this. Use this as the litmus test. Use this as the litmus for it, you know. Let's do an experiment on how to get different angles of video, on how to have different people evaluating, you know. Maybe you have different people at the game situated in different parts of the stadium to catch film. You know, I don't know what it all entails, but we've got to scheme. And, you know, and then there needs to be some kind of instant replay. I know that's hard to do in high school, but you know what? If we had instant replay, this wouldn't have happened. Well, I don't think it would have happened. I mean, obviously the referee still could have said, "It's good," and just frustrated us all again. But, you know, we need to get people's corneas on that video. People's eyeballs need to be glued to that screen the minute there's a controversial call. You know, and we've got to figure out a way. I mean, obviously, you don't only want somebody looking at it who's a home team person, but you don't only want the other, you know, you've got to figure out a way to be impartial. And the question just needs to be answered: did the kick go through the uprights? If it didn't, then, you know, move on in overtime or move on in the game. If it did, then the victory is correct. But we need to figure out how to check that out and figure that out. Another thing is, you know, I don't think Warsaw should have to be saddled with a loss if it didn't go through. Obviously, you know, I wish the Tigers were going to Clemson tomorrow to finish the game. But that's probably not going to happen because it's already been written into the record books. You know, a way to meet halfway, it might tip Plymouth off, but if they didn't get the win by, you know, ethical means anyways, not that they were trying to be unethical, because I don't think Plymouth has ethics problems, okay? I'm saying that I think the referee either saw it correctly or saw it incorrectly or something. But I think that a way to meet halfway on this is to call it a tie. Just call it a tie. A total tie. You know? So Warsaw would not be 2-1. Warsaw would be 2-0-1. And then Plymouth would be 1-1-1. That would be how you do it. That would be, I think, a way that could satisfy me a little bit more than having to take a big L. What do you think? Were any of you at that Plymouth Warsaw game and have anything else to add? Hit me up with an email, ClintonThomasJohnson@gmail.com, and thank you for listening.